I went there in 1965, September, for 1 year. There was always some casual invitation from many parts of the country, and in 1966 I registered this association under New York Religious Act, and the beginning was I was chanting in a park, the Tompkinson Square, and these boys and girls gradually gathered, and first of all there was one center in the Second Avenue, New York, then gradually another was established in San Francisco, then Montreal. In this way, by this time, we have got about 48 branches all over the world, including America, Europe, Australia, and Japan, Fiji. In this way, all over the world, we have got branches. The idea is that we are representing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who predicted that in every village and every town, the Sankirtan movement will be hard. Actually, it is happening. Especially in America, the boys and girls, those who are practically very much confused and frustrated with this materialistic way of life, they are very much eager, as you have seen. All these boys and girls were dancing and chanting. They have taken the movement very seriously. We have got, as I told you, 48 branches. And in each branch, there are not less than 25 devotees. And sometimes there are 100 devotees. They are following strictly the Vaishnava principles. You know, in European Western countries, practically marriage is practically stopped. I do not allow them to live as girlfriend or boyfriend. All the devotees that you are seeing here, you find their grihasthas, married couples, also brahmachari, also sannyasi, but all of them are engaged in seeking this a spacious movement, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They are strictly following the four principles of avoiding sinful life. According to Vedic scripture, illicit connection with women or illicit sex life, intoxication of any kind, that animal killing of any kind and gambling, these are the four pillars of sinful life. These boys and girls have voluntarily given up. They do not drink tea, they do not drink coffee, they do not smoke even. So this movement is gradually increasing in all over the world, and they are people. We have Lord Chaitanya advice that any human being who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarsha, it is his duty to assimilate the Vedic literature and do welfare activities all over the world. That is the duty of every Indian. Unfortunately, we are deviating from our duty. Because we are deviated from our own culture, therefore we are known in the foreign countries as beggars. Anywhere I go, they recognize India as very much poverty stricken. That is the advertisement of our country. And they know that Indian officers, Indian big men come here to beg. Actually, our ministers and others go there. Give me rice, give me wheat, give me money, give me weapons. So this give me propaganda is going on. This is the first time that this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, instead of begging from them, we are giving something. And they are very much obliged to us. So it is my appeal to all the Indians present here that you have got this valuable asset, this valuable treasure of spiritual consciousness. You be prepared to distribute this spiritual knowledge all over the world, and they will be very much happy to receive you. They will be very much obliged to you. Don't forget your own culture. Don't be misled by so-called material civilization. These Europeans and Americans, they are now fed up and traveled all over the world. The repercussions of material civilization, they are feeling very much. So this is the only remedy for getting out of this material crisis. Harinama, this is very easy. Anyone of you can chant at home without any expenditure, without any loss, and there is no secret. It is not a bogus propaganda that we distribute to give you some mantra and take some money from you. No, there is no question of it. It is freely distributed. Our only request is that you take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very seriously, and any time, without any, prohibition, at any time, any state, you can chant this Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are 16 words only. So, if you chant, there is no law, and the gain is very, very great, that you should always remember. So our request is that we have come to you. You may take this mantra very seriously, and at your leisure, at your convenience, there is no question of convenience either. If you are walking on the street, you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Nobody is prohibiting it. Even you are, you walk with your hand, but you can chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nidasat Basati Tatra Chita Niyamita Smarane Natal Etadrishi Tavukipa Bhagavan Mamati Duddaiva Idisameha Janina Anurag. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the name of God, there are thousands names of God, but Krishna is the original name. Now if you don't write Krishna's name, you can select your own name, or if you have got information also, not your manufacturing God's name, but you have to accept it from the authorized teacher. If you chant any one of the God's names, it is to be understood, God being absolute truth, there is no difference between God and His name. So by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you directly connect yourself with Krishna, and then you become purified. Keto Datpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavani Nidbhavana. Of course, it is a long proposition to explain everything about this Maha Mantra, but I request you that take it from us that these boys and girls, simply by chanting, how they are becoming so purified, how they are dancing in transcendental ecstasy, that you can see and try to experiment in your life, you'll be happy. Thank you very much. Nice.